such a good response. One Love Radio. We are truly number one. Of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Start your day
informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling your stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Joshua Zimba, reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
To Lusaka, to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. President Hichilema calls for unity to drive national growth. IBS sanctions four stations over misleading programs. In foreign news, Eswatini government faces court challenge over U.S. deportees. And in sports, the National Sports Council calls for concerted efforts in sports development. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. The Independent Broadcasting Authority has taken action against four radio stations for airing misleading religious and traditional healer programs that promote superstition and exploit the emotional and financial vulnerabilities of the public. According to a statement issued by IBA Director Corporate Communications Katendi Wandi, the authority says the decision follows its advisory issued on May 23rd this year, warning stations against broadcasting unverified claims of so-called magic money, bringing back lost lovers and guaranteed job opportunities. IBA has directed the four stations to immediately suspend such programs and ensure adequate editorial scrutiny before airing religious or traditional healer content. It has further reminded broadcasters that failure to comply with the IBA Act and licensing conditions will attract sanctions, adding that it remains committed to ensuring responsible broadcasting that uphold public trust.
At the IBA, we have taken regulatory action against four broadcasting stations for continuing to air religious and traditional healer programs that mislead the public, promote superstition and exploit the emotional and financial vulnerabilities of audiences. We have directed the non-compliant stations to immediately review and suspend all misleading religious or traditional healer programs that have not undergone adequate editorial scrutiny, and to stop airing content featuring individuals making unverifiable, misleading, or fear-inducing claims.
Economist Yusuf Dodia has called for more investment on smelting machinery and equipment to ensure that minerals are processed and refined in the country. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Dodia expressed concern over the continued export of copper concentrate, stating that it hinders income generation, with the country benefiting little from what it's supposed to get. He has expressed disappointment that instead of exporting finished products, the country continues to export concentrates, then later import it as finished goods, thereby resulting to losses. Mr. Dodia therefore has stressed the need for investors to invest in smelting equipment and processes, which will ensure that the country processes its own copper, then export it as finished goods. He says failure to do so will lead to slowed economic growth, with the country not benefiting as it should.
Who is looking to export copper concentrate should never be given an export license. If anything, we should be persuading the mining industry to build bigger smelters in Zambia, so that we should insist that the copper ore or any mining ore must be processed in Zambia to at least get a primary metal product produced for export. And as we go into the future, we need to be able to put timelines as to when we can begin to reduce the export of copper as a raw material, because we can use the copper to finance or to feed.
Now, environmentalist James Marches has called for the establishment of an environmental court to urgently address matters relating to the environment. Mr. Marches believes that the country is not dealing with environmental matters in the manner they should be handled, thereby leading to serious effects on the environment and human health. He laments that the country has been able to establish courts such as the Financial Crimes Court to hold individuals accountable and safeguard resources, but it is hesitant with regard to the environment courts given its seriousness. Mr. Martins believes that the establishment of the environmental court will safeguard the environment by ensuring that it deals with individuals and companies causing risks to the environment. He cited the recent Kafue River pollution by a Chinese company as an example which requires critical action, with emphasis on the damage done to the environment.
So there is a very urgent need for us to establish an environmental court for environmental protection. Reason is that mostly we have not addressed the environmental crimes effectively as a nation, and these have serious long-term effects on our environment, on our biodiversity. We need this to happen as soon as possible. You know, we have managed to establish a financial court, but we've not addressed the issue that is serious. If anything, examples of these environmental catastrophes that have happened in the recent past.
Now, still in local news, the Zambia Association of Musicians, ZAM, has called for proper structures aimed at providing mental health support to musicians. ZAM President Brian Wembia, also known as B-Flo, is concerned with low levels of mental health support channeled towards musicians in the country. Mr. Wembia laments that despite inspiring and motivating people through good music, musicians often do not receive the required support needed when in distress. He argues that due to their social and prominence of portraying a certain lifestyle of wealth, musicians are often vulnerable to criticism and for victims to mental challenges. He also argues that backlash from the public coupled with low income or lack of shows has led to stress and depression among musicians. He therefore believes that artists should get the support and recognition to continue in the right trajectory given their ability to inspire and motivate citizens.